The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Six past the hour. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. 60,000 jobs in the industry right now, $30 billion in economic impact, and every day with a million plus barrels a day, one step closer to energy independence, which brings national security, and just grab the headlines. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And by the way, if you're not yet a member of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, you want to maybe make today the day you do that. Membership has its benefits, including the big annual meeting coming up in Dickinson next month. We'll be there. Looking forward to it very much. A lot of very important conversations that'll happen there. We're carrying over a conversation from last hour with Doug Burgum, who spoke recently at an event co-sponsored by Senator John Hoeven and the Chamber of Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo. Threw out a couple of ideas on eliminating the corporate income tax, eliminating the personal income tax, all with the design of attracting the workforce to meet the needs of businesses doing business in the Bakken, or rather in North Dakota, not only the Bakken, but in every corner of North Dakota. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments on these ideas, by the way, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Do you agree the income tax should go? Do you agree the corporate tax should go? I do for the following reason, Doug. Branding. You've laid out some very fundamental things that make sense from the standpoint of if you do this, then you'll attract the people, we'll fill the jobs, and we'll be able to grow and keep up with this. But I mean, South Dakota has this. Our neighbor to the south, North Dakota, you know, North Dakota and South Dakota, partners of sorts here in the Dakota Territory, and they're sitting there having proved it worked previously and brag about it all the time. So we need it for no other reason other than, you know, many reasons, but one of them, important one would be branding, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, again, you're going to see, you know, energy states like Wyoming and Texas. Texas is attracting thousands of jobs away from California right now. California's got a very high corporate income tax. And, one of the companies I'm involved with in the Bay Area has stopped hiring in the Silicon Valley and San Francisco, and they're moving all the jobs to Austin. And part of this has to do with the, tax structure, because we're one of the beautiful things about the United States of America is we've got free movement of capital and labor that can move across state boundaries, and corporations and individuals choose where they think's the most productive place for them to be. And we have a historic opportunity to be one of the five or six states that's got a tax structure that's incredibly attractive for attracting, people, capital, and talent.
Backing away from this, from maybe more of a 40,000-foot view for a second, why is this happening here now in North Dakota? What's the genius of what's going on and all the fundamentals of our economy in your view?
Well, I think we have we laid some really great fundamentals back. You go back to when Ed Schaefer was elected in 1992. We set up on a path of fiscal discipline where we were going to be responsible about at the state level, where we created a positive business climate, and the state did not run in the red. And that was just, sound business practices. We had business leaders, in the office, followed by Hoeven and now by Dalrymple. We've had a good run of having business leaders. I think if you take very few states have had three successive governors in a row that have been coming from the business sector. So I think that's we've just used fundamental smarts. Then if you underlie the technology changes that have gone on here, it was really technology, the horizontal drilling that allowed us to exploit what's going on in the Bakken and Three Forks. We've got technology in agriculture. If you look at what's happening with corn genetics and corn moving further north, because of the shorter growing periods and higher yields, that's really what's driving some of the profits in ag, is us becoming more like an Iowa with corn and soybeans. That drives bushels up, drives inputs, it drives the handle that the all the grain elevators have. I mean, so that's part of what's been driving the record ag income. And then we've been fortunate to have a strong technology sector. Not many states our size have the number of software and technology jobs that our state does. So we've been firing on all cylinders, and that we're in a spot now where we look ahead and you say, hey, this could be the run for the next 20 years. I mean, people worry about a boom and bust in the oil, but when 99% of your wells are hitting, then that's not like oil exploration. That's like mining. I mean, it's a predictable stream, and we can make some decisions with confidence and invest in our future.
Do you know Mark Johnsrud at all at Nuvera, who used to be Power Fuels? Do you know Mark? One of the leaders in the industry these days. I ran into him the other day in Watford City, and we had him on the program, and he said, we really got to stop looking at this as the oil industry or the oil and gas industry or a boom cycle. Because he said, really, this is what's happening in oil and gas right now is no different than what Steve Jobs did with the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
This is a technology.
Mm-hmm.
This is the whole, and you're right. I mean, hydraulic fracturing been around for a long time. Horizontal drilling and the combination of those two were the game changer.
Mm-hmm.
But this is technology. I mean, even in oil and gas, this isn't a cyclical thing. And we as North Dakotans are sort of programmed to think of it as a boom bust deal.
Right.
It's not anymore.
Right.
So what a bright future. Pretty fun. Let's take some calls here from listeners for Doug. Les in Grand Forks listening on AM 1100. The Flag, your question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wonder if either one of you read an article by Beardsley Rummel called Taxes for Revenue Robs Sleep. It was a speech that he gave in front of the American Bar Association in 1945 in New Orleans. And he was the chairman of the board of Macy's, and he was the FDR's chief economic advisor. And in there he names the reasons why taxes for revenue robs sleep on the federal level, but not on the state and local level. And the reason that taxes for revenue robs sleep, according to him, and he'd be an expert on this, I think, is because the sovereign has the authority to issue money, to coin money and regulate the value thereof, where states and local governments don't. But he goes on to point out in many things there that the main object is to redistribute the wealth and, you know, punish, reward the poor and punish the rich or the successful, I guess I would say. There's another phrase in there that goes, the corporate income tax is the most evil tax of all, that it stymies growth, it stifles everything. And if you do a web search and go to Taxes for Revenue Robs Sleep, Beardsley Rummel, R-U-M-L is the way he spells his name, it really adds credence to the total, complete 100% elimination of the income tax at the federal level. And, of course, once you do that, I think there's about 35 states that just tag on to it.
So Les is giving us some facts that this is not a new idea, right? Why hasn't it been done to this point? Why is, you know, Les is talking about an article written in the 40s or 50s, right? And we're still talking about it. Is it a tough sell? I mean, what is it going to take to get this done in your view, Doug?
Well, I think it's just political will. I mean, we've got the resources to do it. There's the economic backing that would support this kind of decision. And again, I'm not recommending that anything's permanent. I think we make decisions based on the growth and the surplus we have, and you could adjust rates based on the surpluses we have and just make sure that money's being deployed.
Thanks for the call, Les, and a good resource. I made a note to look up Mr. Beardsley there, or Beardsley Rummel. So we'll do it. Thanks for the tip. Christian in Fargo. Anything else you want to say to Les, Doug?
No.
Okay, let's go to Christian in Fargo, listening on AM 1100. You're up. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I formulated a plan that would not only change things for North Dakota residents permanently, but change things for the country and the world. Everybody has a driver's license in North Dakota. There's a barcode on the back of your driver's license. North Dakota should build a refinery, and when you pull into the pump, you slide your driver's license through and you get gas or diesel at the cost of production. Can you imagine what that would do to the farm industry in this state? If they were able to buy diesel fuel at the cost of production?
You know, it's an interesting point, Christian. It also obviously would attract some folks here and be another one of those assets. It's also a little parochial. Mm-hmm. It's also a little to say, oh, We're gonna, you know, only if you're from North Dakota. What about his idea?
Well, I think that, you know, value added on the production that we have here is, you know, makes sense if it's economic. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, there's not a cornflake plant in North Dakota is because, you know, if you make cornflakes, you're shipping air, you know, and then the cost of transportation is we're too far away from markets. But, you know, work for pasta. Pasta was a little denser. You know, in terms of us having a pasta plant here, but any time that we can add value to a product before we ship it out of the state, I think it ought to be considered, but it needs to
And by the way, there's a lot on the drawing board. There's a bunch of refineries right now being built, others being proposed.
Yep.
So this is happening.
It's going to happen, and we're going to have the low-cost energy, and as long as we can get the economics of transportation between us and where the markets where they consume most of these things, if those economics work, then it would make a lot of sense.
How about his idea that, say, let's find a way for North Dakotans who call North Dakota home to benefit from this boom?
I think it's fun to have those kind of ideas on the table. I mean, everybody knows Alaska for years and years sends, you know, they, instead of having a zero personal income taxes, Alaska sends their residents a check. I mean, you get a dividend just for being an Alaska resident coming off of their, you know, oil funds. And so this would be the same thing. It's kind of a rebate to people that live in the state, which is, I would call that a, I was calling for a zero tax rate. This is an idea where you'd actually be below zero, you know, I mean, because you're rebating things back to citizens.
You also would put it in the package of offerings, if you will, of attracting that workforce you're talking about.
Yeah, and I one other idea going back thing is there's a great program at the state called Operation Intern that Hovind's office came up with years ago, and it allows businesses to get some reimbursement for interns that they hire, you know, during the summer, during the winter to do that. But it only applies for graduates from North Dakota schools. And we've got kids coming back from Stanford, Dartmouth, Drake, all over the country to work in North Dakota now. And we should be offering that rebate for businesses for hiring out-of-state kids, too.
Fascinating. Can you stay just a few more minutes?
You bet.
All right, we'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When is the last time you heard about a lake home being reduced in price by 35%, much less on one of Minnesota's premier lakes, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Folks, it's happening right now. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Click on condo sales. Find out about 2- and 3-bedroom, lakeside, lakeview, and classic condos for as little as $150,000. Buy now, the price is right, and own a piece of Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Walker, Minnesota. Find out more at ChaseOnTheLake.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The hour, continuing our conversation. It's a big one on thinking about the future with Doug Burgum. Chuck on the road listening on 550 K-Fire. Ray and Mandan, we're going to get to you. Just hang tight here. How big do you think North Dakota is going to get?
Well, I put out a vision of 1 million. which would be another 275,000 people. But we have to think that that's not going to be distributed equally across all counties. They're going to go to the largest cities. So think of 8 population centers would get the majority of that additional 275,000 people. And people might say, oh, that's going to, we're going to lose our sense of rural North Dakota. If we get to 1 million people, our density per square mile only goes from 10 people to 14. We would still be one of the least dense states in the country. The only one we'd pass on the density list would be South Dakota if we got to 1 million people.
Very interesting. Chuck on the road listening on 550 K-Fire. Go ahead, Chuck. What's on your mind?
First of all, I'd like to agree with your guest that, yes, they should reduce or eliminate corporate income tax and individual income tax. But secondly, I would like to take issue with his use of the word surplus. A surplus happens when all the needs have been met and revenues remain. Hate to break it to the people of North Dakota, but we haven't met all the needs, and we've never had a surplus.
Give me your top need you think is going unaddressed, Chuck.
Pardon me?
Give me your top line item of a need that's going unaddressed.
Well, first of all, out in the oil-impacted counties, everything, schools, medical services, EMS, law enforcement, social services, take your pick.
Right, and I think that's one of the reasons there's a major conversation going on about changing the formula and how much is sent to Bismarck to be sent back and is appropriate, quite honestly. I think I'm hearing a growing consensus that everybody says how we're doing it's not working. We got to figure out a different way. But in roads, I'll just take that one as an example. I mean, right now the state allocates more money for the counties and the cities than they're able to spend. That's just that this is just growing pains, isn't it, Doug?
It is, and one of the things that I saw that, you know, Empower North Dakota had $1 billion request on infrastructure, but one thing I pointed out in the keynote last week is there's no money in there for high-speed internet. And we have an unprecedented opportunity to become the first state in the country to have gigabit service, you know, which would, you know, the best you can get in the state right now is 100 megabits, so this would be 10 times faster than that. A gigabit would be about 30 or 35 times faster than what most people are getting today.
Wow.
And that is a...
How much is to just think big for a minute to say, okay, we're going to put ourselves in a nation-leading position on high-speed internet access. What kind of a line item price tag-wise is that?
Well, we started an initiative called the Dakota Fiber Initiative, and the North Dakota IT Council was working on trying to size and scale that number. The good news is that some of our rural co-ops, that have teamed together, rural telephone co-ops, created the Dakota Carrier Network. They've done a nice job where you can get 100 megabit in a lot of the rural areas, but you can't get it in downtown Bismarck, and you haven't been able to get it in downtown Fargo until recently. And so we're just now, some of the infrastructure that's in the worst in the state is at the core of our largest population centers. And so we do need to work with the cities and the state to think about doing this, because any place you put in high speed, full one, gigabit, you've attracted talent, young people, new jobs, technology. And again, this is for ag, energy, healthcare, education. And again, we're busy trying to, catch up on building the actual physical roads. But we should also be thinking about as our caller said, that surplus, because we have an opportunity to really establish ourselves ahead of every other state.
He's making the case that we don't have the money to do what you're suggesting, though, right? Because we've got unmet needs. I would argue, actually, that it's the opposite, that if we do what you're suggesting, we'll have all the money we need to meet the needs and more.
Exactly.
Because that's the pro-growth, that's the Reagan-esque way to think about it.
Yep.
You know, that if you reduce that burden, you're going to attract more people, you're going to attract more capital, you're going to attract more tax revenue. Simple as that. Here's Ray in Mandan with a comment on taxes. Ray?
Yeah, this is Ray from Mandan. Say, talking about federal tax and state tax on businesses is a scam on the people. Business just charge more for their product to cover the taxes, and the people pay those taxes, plus more taxes on sales. So who pays the taxes? Come on, people, get, I don't know where you guys are coming from, but boy, everybody just loves taxes. Oh, I love taxes.
Now, he's making a point. This is passed on to the consumer. There'd be another beneficiary from this reduction, right?
Absolutely, they would.
Yeah, good point. We only have a couple minutes left. I just want to go through a couple other things. One, when you talk about reducing taxes, there was an effort by Ed Schaefer to lower the oil extraction tax a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
two sessions ago, I guess. And the idea being we have the highest oil extraction tax in the lower 48. And the shale play is expanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the pioneering, if you will, of the hydraulic fracturing combo with horizontal drillings can go anywhere. That capital can go anywhere. Do we need to be careful about the oil extraction tax and reignite that debate in your view?
Well, I think we need to pay attention to it. But right now, I mean, I just got back from a wedding in Watford City a few weeks ago. And I mean, I just sort of being on the ground, I don't see any slowdown either in the statistics or the activity in terms of what's going on. And like I said, we're probably in a little bit of a catch-up mode right now, so I wouldn't mess with that. I would change the formula on how much of it stays locally, because if you talk to, you know, the mayors in those areas, you know, they're frustrated because they would rather have those dollars staying local and make local decisions. But the one thing, you and I've talked about this offline, but you know, on any dollars that are going back to cities, I would make sure that we make sure that we're providing some guidance about the footprint of those cities. Because right now we got an issue where we've got sprawl occurring in all these cities, and if you believe in small government, you have to believe in a small footprint. I mean, if you get, you know, Fargo right now is 49 square miles. It's larger than the footprint of Fargo is larger than Boston or San Francisco. You take the metro area of Fargo, West Fargo, and Moorhead, it's 83 square miles. And so if we're spending tax dollars to help cities get unreasonably large as opposed to working on infill, we're just setting ourselves up for a high cost structure down the road. And I see it all over the state where we need to think about how the economics of density help us have smart sized government in the future.
That's a great pay for what you're proposing too.
Yes.
Just to be smarter about how we develop communities as we grow. I mean, and I think, you know, it's a whole nother program. So we'll have to have you back to talk about that, because I think it's a real benefit to city, county leaders to hear that conversation.
Yep.
Only have a minute left, and this topic's bigger than a minute too, but you said something I disagreed with last week when you talked about North Dakota not being welcoming because of our definition in the Constitution of marriage. Talk about what you're proposing there.
Well, when we got 23,500 jobs open, I think one of the things that, and we look at what's happening nationally, if we're sticking out as the one state that was the last to at least challenge the ban on marriage equality, we basically are putting up a sign that's saying to a group of primarily, and if you look at anybody under 30, that's the talent we're trying to attract. Those people are very pro-marriage equality. And I think that, you know, we're fortunate that this is a country that was built on religious freedom. And I think we need to accept that religious freedom allows people to think differently. And we should just embrace religious freedom, and we should embrace human rights and equality. And like Minnesota, again, this is a thing where if we want to attract talent from Minnesota, this is something that we need to step up on.
10 seconds for your answer. Can we do that without changing the definition of marriage, which has been around for thousands of years?
Well, I think, again, if that definition is coming from one religious faith group, I think then you have to say, you know, this is a country that's built on religious freedom, not just on one faith group.
To be continued on that topic and a few others. Thanks, Doug.
Okay.
Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. No, go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Whoa! This is big! by popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Top of the hour with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind. Have we failed to mention any of our fine sponsors so far this morning, Todd? North Dakota Petroleum Council, talked about those good folks. Talked about our friends at High Plains Apache. My Pillow.
Mm-hmm.
What's better, My Pillow or Todd's Pillow? They're both
Jerry's
My Pillows.
Pillow.
Yeah, so I don't know which one's better, but hey, when you're sleeping on the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, I think you've figured it out, Todd. So we figured it out, I think. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I can tell why. When it's good enough to be stolen away by your significant other, then you know it's a good pillow.
Yes, and by the way, Todd has mentioned that now four times, so I think the folks at My Pillow should get the message and send another pillow. You can't sleep on the pillow.
Well, what you says cannot... it's a good pillow than your significant other stealing it? That's the ultimate right there.
It is. Exactly right. But of course, you can't talk about My Pillow if you're not sleeping on My Pillow, and you're not now because your wife stole it because she loves the pillow. I guess you're right.
At times I get to repossess it, so I'm aware of how good it is. Not as aware as you are because you get to keep yours, apparently.
Well, no, you know, actually what happened is they custom designed the pillow for you, right? So you sleep on your side, you sleep on your back, you know, it's custom designed to you, okay? And that's why it works so well. And so the first one I got was a little bit, in my view, too soft, right? So they sent another one, and then my son stole the other pillow. So I'm with you, it happens. But, you know, I had two pillows, so I had one to give up. You didn't. Anyway, folks, find out why Todd and I love our pillows so much. Find out about the 10-year warranty. This thing won't go flat. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. It's machine washable and dryable. And it's very reasonable. In fact, right now, this solves the problem in Todd's house. Buy one, get one. The two-for-one special right now. That's right. So you buy one classic MyPillow, you get one free. I kid you not. Now, here's the telephone number, 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott or go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Look for the radio icon to get the two-for-one deal and a 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much they believe you're going to love this. So it's great. So I'm heading out in my Ford F-150 from S&S Motors with my pillow a little later on today. And going to be traipsing all over the countryside today, this week rather, on What's on Your Mind. Be out of Watford City on Wednesday's show. We're Grafton on Thursday with the What's in Your Town tour. And then Friday, we're actually going to make radio history tailgating our way to Iowa State for the big game. Broadcasting Friday show in route to Iowa State. And Saturday, we'll have special broadcasts from the tailgating fun ahead of the game. Should be a lot of fun. So looking forward to that very much. 25 before the top of the hour. And if you'd like to join What's on Your Mind, it's as simple as a phone call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Our next guest is here to provide a bit of a wake-up call for us. That, you know, we just spent the last hour or so great things that are happening in North Dakota, allowing us to think big. But there's also some challenges here and a result of all this prosperity, and one of them is something called human trafficking. Our next guest, Wendy Lazenko, knows a little bit about that. She's part of a ministry based in Williston, North Dakota, called For Her North Dakota. She's part of the National Survivor Network and is working to educate, advocate, and eradicate modern slavery. And that's what this is. Human trafficking is slavery in the 21st century here now in the form of sex trafficking. Wendy, thank you for joining us on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
We appreciate you joining us on the program. I've had the pleasure of meeting Wendy. She's friends with Pastor Jeremy, and I've forgotten Pastor Jeremy's wife at the Assembly of God Church in Tioga. Jeremy
Jamie.
And,
mm-hmm.
and Jamie Wefflin up there, which are just marvelous people. That's how I was introduced to Wendy and heard her story. So for the benefit of our listeners who have not heard the story, tell us how you came to North Dakota to take this on and what you know about sex trafficking, Wendy.
Sure. Well, first of all, I appreciate you allowing me the time to speak about this issue. North Dakota is definitely in crisis mode when it comes to lots of different issues, and the one of sex trafficking is really important to pay attention to right now. I've been in North Dakota. Originally, I'm from Southern California. And I have been in North Dakota now for almost about 11 months, so almost a full year. I'll backtrack just a little bit on how I got into the work fighting sex trafficking and how my interest was piqued in that. You mentioned that I'm part of the National Survivor Network, and I've been doing this work now for about 6 years. And 6 years ago, I was working with at-risk youth and in the community, and started to work primarily with girls who were just really struggling, running away, getting into drug use, you know, being sexually active. And I would listen to their stories, and it just really concerned me. But I also identified on a deeper level, because when I was a very young person, I started running away at a very young age. I came from a very broken home, dysfunctional home, was a victim of early childhood sexual abuse, and so just really had a lot of struggles. And I had experienced some things as a young runaway that I knew were really wrong and really bad, but I didn't at that time identify as a survivor or a victim of sex trafficking, because even I didn't understand what exactly the definition of all of that was. So as I started to listen to these at-risk girls that I was working with and started investigating and looking into ways and resources to help them, I started to uncover the reality of what sexual exploitation and human trafficking in our modern era looks like. And my eyes, my heart, everything were just open to the reality, not only based on the information that I was reading, but also from my own personal experiences. When I was 13 years old, being a runaway and very, very vulnerable, looking for safety and a place to stay, and was open to being lured into a situation where I was actually purchased for sex by an older couple. at the young age of 13 years old. And because of the previous vulnerabilities and things that I had experienced, it just really sucked me into the lie and the reality that people were predators and that my body, even as a very young person, was only good for providing sexual services and that it was a way that I could survive and get through life by just giving in to the fact that this was a reality for me. And I stayed in that lifestyle from, I would say, you know, the young age of 13 until I was 32 years old, I was able to exit. I was actually...
Oh, wow, wow. Wait, so wait a minute, Wendy. Did I just hear you say this started at 13 and
yep.
took you till 32 to get out of it?
Yep. I was, I had seasons up and down of when I would try to, get my life in order and try to leave. I was working, I wouldn't have even called him at the time a pimp. He was an older boyfriend. But now I can identify him not only as a pimp, but as a trafficker, for, you know, on and off for a good 15 years during that time period. And started working in strip clubs and light pornography and just really, really sold into the lifestyle of sexual exploitation. And so back, I'm 46 years old now, and so back, you know, then even around 2000, 2001, trying to exit even just the industry of stripping, there wasn't a whole lot of support, or, you know, I just didn't feel like I could ever talk to somebody about it or say, hey, this is, where I come from and this is what I battle, and not realizing the tie between, you know, working in the strip clubs and being involved in sexual exploitation, not realizing the tie between what I had experienced when I was 13 years old and even previously, you know, being victimized by sexual abuse as a little girl. I didn't realize the connection. And so, like I said, when I started working with at-risk girls after a time period of healing and I never thought, after I started, you know, I had a radical encounter with God and started going to church and just really pursuing healing and got a mentor and started therapy and just really started growing as an individual. And I never thought that I would ever speak publicly about the things that had happened to me as a young person or the lifestyle I was involved in. I just wanted to get better and go on with my life. And that surely wasn't God's plan. And so, like I said, about 6 years ago, working with at-risk girls, And reading about the reality of what sex trafficking is, because so many people are under the impression that, or, you know, the knowledge of, which is what I had exactly, that it's what goes on in Thailand and India, and which is horrible in and of itself, not realizing and understanding that, you know, prostitution and forced stripping and these things that can appear to be a willful choice to the outside are really, actually the reality of it is these women and these girls, even boys, are lured in and then forced and trapped into a life of sexual exploitation. And so through
that's what I think I need some help understanding, Wendy, if you don't mind. So, if you know, I'm a runaway, right? And I'm a runaway and I'm vulnerable. I'm at risk. Okay. Mm-hmm. And somebody comes up, do they lure you with the money? Do you get addicted to the money?
There is an element of that. It's a false sense of power. When, you know, you've been violated and when somebody has taken from you what's yours, you know, through your body or other things, that it should never be stripped away from you or forced away from you, you start to rationalize those things in a really unhealthy way.
And that's so what I think, that's what I think people need to understand, because there's a psychology to all this. And obviously mm-hmm. these traffickers are very good at it. And, because I think it's easy to say, well, why not just leave? Well, you know, tough deal. We'll explore that more on the other side of the break. Hang on if you would. More of our conversation on What's on Your Mind after this timeout.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake, lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plant. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The logic of attracting youthful employers to North Dakota by because 1.6% of the population is gay, and that would legalize marriage would bring them into North Dakota. Imagine the amount of youthful employees you could bring by getting an NFL team, because there's way more people that are young that would like to support an NFL team and come up to North Dakota for that. So, thank you.
All right. Interesting take. I don't think that solution is a popular one or is going to be popular at all. I think it's a conversation worth having because I think I'd love to find, he's referring to the last part of our conversation with Doug Burgum earlier, who suggested that North Dakota needed to be more welcoming to same-sex couples and change the definition of marriage. And, you know, my thing is we ought to be welcoming to everyone within reason without, you know, giving up something as foundational as the definition of marriage. It goes back thousands of years, right? So I think that's number one, the first thing. Number two, to your point, even if we did that, what would that do just on percentages? Good point. Now, I think he would probably come back and argue, well, wait a minute. If we're looking for 30-something tech people, they really, 30-something tech people, are that's kind of their thing, right? Whether even heterosexual 30-somethings, let's say that if you don't throw the doors open and say there are no rules, then you're not welcoming. Well, I don't know that we want to cater to that crowd either. So, it's worth a conversation. I mean, it really is. But I'm going to agree with the caller more than I would agree with Doug on this point. I just think it's something we need to continue to talk about. Anyway, appreciate the call. All right, only a few minutes left with our guest, who is a fascinating one. Been in this human trafficking world as a youngster, 13 years old through 32, now helping others out of it as part of the National Survivor Network, has a ministry in North Dakota called For Her North Dakota. Wendy Lazenko is with us today on the program. So before the break, you were just kind of bringing us inside the grip because, again, naively, I think people that don't understand how this works go, well, okay, you were 13 and a runaway and exploited. By 18, didn't you go, hey, wait a minute, I don't have to do this, I'm out of here. But it's a psychological thing, right? It's almost like a brainwashing kind of thing, right, Wendy?
There's lots of explanations for why girls don't leave, and knowing and understanding that we just have a few short minutes to talk about it, I just want to throw out some facts and statistics. We're not talking about willful prostitution or stripping or girls or boys involved in pornography. We're talking about victims of sex trafficking who are held by force, fraud, or coercion against their will. And that coercion and even fraud can go into that manipulation. Because when there's a desperate need for survival and a desperate need for love, right, we're all created with that need. It's a beautiful thing. But when that's been broken and then somebody comes in and exploits it and preys upon it, and then what happens in the brain is actually called a trauma bond, where it's very similar to what happens and occurs in domestic violence relationships, where you're so confused and so broken around how can somebody who has created this false sense of love be so horrific, and it's like this constant cycle of I should leave, I want to leave, but I'm in love and also in fear for my life, because a lot of times there's very real threats against the life of somebody who's involved in human trafficking. And the thing that people need to realize is it's like we were talking about the addiction to money. Well, that could be an element of it, but in all reality, the girls that are forced into prostitution don't even get to keep the money that they're being paid or that they're making. Every penny of it goes to their pimp or trafficker. And,
it is slavery. It's flat-out slavery. That's what it is. I just think we can't wrap our minds around it. I mean, when I say we, the average North Dakotan out there going about their life just can't wrap their mind around the level of deceit and deception and the psychological bond that happens that you've explained very well. And we're not even scratching the surface on this at all. We really need to. What I hope to do is just have people better understand it. Now, only about a minute left, Wendy, and I do want people to know that this is here. This is here now. I assume not so much on the recruiting side, although that can happen, because that probably is more fruitful gone in big cities for runaways. But ultimately, because there's a robust economy in North Dakota, these pimps, these people who do this for a business, they see this as fertile ground for customers. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. With the influx of population and that population being mainly men, and then, you know, the money, the lack of resources, these pimps and traffickers are not stupid. They're not, you know, just hoodlums from, you know, the streets. They're businessmen. They're very, very smart. So people need to remove that stereotype of what a pimp or trafficker would look like. And they have come in and preyed upon the community of North Dakota and exploited the lack of resources, the lack of awareness. And so that's why, even though in the last 11 months, former North Dakota has been able to serve 14 individuals in either providing needs and services or providing a way out of the life of prostitution, our main focus, it seems, on the last 11 months has been raising awareness, working alongside a lot of the political figures.
You bet. And by the way, that's where we want to help. We want to help in that regard, and we'll continue to help. I want people to help you. How can they find out more about For Her North Dakota?
Yeah, we have a website, and it's the number 4, HER, which stands for Hope, Empowerment, and Restoration. So our website is www.forherndy.org.
Help Wendy. Help Wendy. Got to go, folks. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Radio business. The fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew with Son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.